your name, sir? And we believe that might be the Honorable Mr. Neal will be your lead, sir.
I can't hear you, sir.
That is it. The person who will be chairing your hearing will be the Honorable Mr. Neal. So just hang on, he'll be right with you, sir.
All right, thank you.
Okay, good morning, sir. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir, I can. Good morning to you, sir.
Okay, would you state your complete name and ABC number for the record, please?
Everardo Alcantar Granillo, 247857.
Thank you, sir. You were 34 years old when the executive clemency this morning in reference to your community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing. To my very far right is Honorable Michael Johnson. To her left, the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. To her left, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, our board chairman. To my left is the Honorable Willie Canonis. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead this morning. Also, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and will also represent the federal office today.
So, all right.
Prior to this hearing, you received a notification from advising you of the board hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you are notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
Call myself.
All right, at this time, I'm going to swear to you, Mr. Turner, in. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
And your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. Then in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on the warrant, and after we're going to ask you if it's true or false. Allegation number one, violation of order of condition supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on or about May 4, 2018, as written and verbally directed on May 1st, 2018. You were actively avoiding supervision, thus you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That's false.
Okay. Since you say it's false, let's get more information from Mr. Turner, and then we'll talk about it. Go ahead.
On 2/12/2018, the offender signed and understood Arizona conditions of supervision that stated he must follow all directives, verbal or written. On 5/1/18, CCO Jesse Agler delivered a non-compliance letter to the hand of the offender's cousin, Evelyn Riviera, at 342 South 40th Street, lot number 35, Mesa, Arizona, 85206, due to failing to attend substance abuse classes at CHC. The letter directed the offender to report to the Mesa Parole Office located at 460 North Mesa Drive, Mesa, Arizona, 85201, for a contact visit on 5/4/2018 by 11 a.m. CCO Jesse Aguilar spoke with the offender by phone on 5/1/18. The offender was advised of the letter to report and was also verbally directed to report on 5/4/18. The offender failed to report as directed on or about 5/4/18 as written and verbally directed. The offender is actively avoiding supervision, thus he is absconded from supervision. Follow-up, on 5/7/2018, a voicemail was left on the offender's contact number to contact CCO Jesse Aguilar, or Agler. On 5/7/18, CCO Jesse Agler attempted to contact the sponsor, Evelyn Rivera. There was no answer and a voicemail was left to contact CCO Jesse Agler. On 5/7/18, CCO Jesse Agler attempted to contact the offender's employment two times and there was no answer. 5/7/2018, CCO Jesse Agler contacted Maricopa County Sheriff's Office and the offender was not in custody. Offender has not made any attempts to contact or report to his parole officer. CCO Aguilar has no additional information to attempt or locate the offender.
Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Benio, what is false about that?
To my understanding, I was going to go and see him on the 14th of, on the 14th of May, I was going to go and check in with him. When I got out, I was doing real good at TLC. I left TLC, paid them all my fees. I let my parole officer know that I'm going to live with my cousin in a trailer park. I was doing good, working two jobs, showing him the check stubs, checking in when he told me to check in. And then I had a little hiccup. I got kicked out of the trailer because of my record. I called my parole officer and told him, hey, they kicked me out. I'm going to get you a new address. And if not, I'll go back to TLC. So, well, yeah, I didn't answer. And my cousin didn't answer. I don't know why she did not answer. I know why I didn't answer, because I wasn't trying to go back to TLC. I was trying to get another address to give him so I don't have to go back to TLC. At TLC, I couldn't have two jobs, and it was slowing me down from getting back on track for being in prison for 3.5 years. And that's all I was doing. As you can see, the warrant went in on the 8th. I got caught on the 9th. I wasn't running. The arresting officers didn't have a problem with me. I told them, my name, everything. I didn't try to run, none of that. I wasn't absconding. You know what I mean? I was just trying to find an address that I could give them so I didn't have to go back to TLC.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to move this.
I didn't have a chance to explain myself.
Okay,
you
sir.
You know what I mean? I'm sorry.
Sir, you'll have ample time to explain it in more detail once we get into phase two. But at this time, I'm going to move this hearing forward. So, based on the information in warrant 2018W1348 and the information from the Department of Corrections in regards to allegation number one, I'm going to move to find out that Mr. Guarnillo was the delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of the supervision and he may have lacked or not lacked at a criminal age or company.
Second.
Agree. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Canales, agreed by Mr. Canales, Mr. Johnson, and Dr. Ray. Okay, so we're going to move into phase two. But before we do, Mr. Kern's going to give us some background information, so we'll stay on the phone and I'll get right back with you, okay? Okay, Mr. Turner.
Mr. Grimino was released from ADC custody on 2/9/2018 and arrested on 5/9/2018 by Mesa PD. No new charges noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 5/9/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 8/18/2018 with 5 abscondes. Current conviction, 2009 armed robbery, 4 years. Prior convictions, 2009 armed robbery, 5 years. This is his second term in ADC custody with a CUIR score of 4.4. He has a mental health score of 3 and a substance abuse score of 2. STG information is documented as a member of the criminal street gang Los Malditos. No prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is significant with assault, promoting contraband, disorderly conduct, and rioting noted. Other arrest, 2008, narcotic possession, transportation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2008, narcotic possession, transportation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2008, theft, Arizona juvenile probation. 2014, marijuana violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. He has a GD score of G5, B6.
Thank you, sir. Okay. We're going to go over a summary of case supervision in a moment here. Okay, so on your residence, it looks like February 12th of 2018, you were approved to reside at TLC, located at 54 West 7th Avenue in Mesa. Then on March 8th, you were approved to reside with your cousin, Evelyn Rivera. And it says that after that, you had not requested a change or place of residence. So, when you say you left, you got kicked out of the trailer? By the landlord because of your background?
Yes, sir. My manager at the trailer gave me 30 days to leave the residence.
Okay. And where did you go when you left there?
I have never left.
Okay, so you haven't gotten out of there yet. You haven't. You were supposed to leave, but you just hadn't left quite yet. Okay.
Yeah, I was still at the same spot. But I told my parole officer the day I got told by that lady, the manager, I called him and I told him, hey, I have to get out of here. I have 30 days.
Okay, so you were looking for another place to stay, and you wanted to do that instead of going back to TLC, correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Did you get the non-compliance letter that is spoken about in this?
No.
Did you talk to your PO on the phone at that time?
I talked to him on the phone, and I told him I have him a new address, but after that, I didn't speak to him.
Okay, so this is it. You spoke on the phone on the 1st of May, and your PO told you to report him to the parole office on the 4th of May, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that's correct, right? So you said, you made a statement a little while ago that you would have plans of going in on the 14th. Why would you push off the verbally directed face-to-face till the 14th? Why would you push it off 10 days when you know that's a violation of the rules?
Well, my understanding was the 14th.
But how do you get the 4th out of the 14th, or the 14th out of the 4th?
I don't know. I had a lot of things going on. Like I said, I had two jobs, looking for an address, talking to different family members, girlfriend, parents. I really thought it was the 14th, and that's actually what I told the officers when they arrested me. I said, I got to go check on my parole officer in 5 days. And that's when they came and said, no, you got a warrant.
Okay.
The days, absconding days, I think I read my papers that said 5 days. The arresting officers know that it was the same officer that arrested me back in 2014. You know, the same area. I lived in the same spot. I wasn't running. And that's what I'm trying to say. I didn't try to take off as soon as I seen the blue and red lights. I just sat there and...
Well, absconding doesn't mean you're running away. It means you're avoiding the PO. And if you were supposed to be in on the 4th and you're arrested on the 9th, that's 5 days that you weren't where you were supposed to be. That's
oh, okay.
Looking at the 5 abscound days.
Okay, I thought it meant like I'm trying to run and hide and then not come back.
You're just not. You're not following the rules.
Yeah.
I'm assuming
it was a couple of days to just get the address of my girlfriend's parents' house, and everything would have been good. Her house would have been approved, and I would have still been working my two jobs.
Well, it would have been still would have been good if you had just showed up on the 4th like you were supposed to and talked to the PO. I'm gonna see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Okay, so we're nearing the end of your hearing, and we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. If there's something else you'd like to tell us, we ask that you don't repeat yourself. But now is the time, if you think there's something else that we should know so we can make a decision.
No, I just would like you guys to reinstate. That's about it.
Okay, thank you, sir. The board is going to go into discussion. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're talking to you, but we won't be able to talk, discussing the case. But stay on the phone, remain silent, and once we get done with our deliberations, I'll get back with you, sir, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, the board is now in discussion. Well, this is, it's unfortunate that Mr. Benio sounds like he's you know, wanting to do the right thing, but it also sounds like he's wanting to do it at his pace and under his control rather than the PO. With the idea that, you know, he talked on the phone and there was a compliance letter delivered to his, physically in her hand, to his cousin. I don't know, I think that Mr. Bonilla, we better serve to put together a plan running in the next, it's a little over 2 months until he's supposed to be released. But get together a plan, make sure he's got addresses so he knows where he's going to stay. We'll have to get proof from the PO or anybody on that. But I'm not saying it was a good candidate for return community supervision at this time. I know it must be discussion from my fellow board members. Based on all the information in warrant number 2018W1348, testimony of Mr. Vigneault, the information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Vigneault as he was delinquent, violated term of division of supervision, and had lapse and without lapse in the criminal ways of company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself. Seconded by Mr. Knorris, Mr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Mittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Vigneault, we have voted to, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. As you will be released on or about August 18th of this year, that's just a little over 2 months away. We suggest you try to put together a good plan so that when you get out, you can get back to work and you won't have to worry about the Department of Corrections as far as where you live. That public home or that trailer park won't let you live there, but you know, if you find some other address, you don't have to get it approved before you can move into it. We do wish you the best of luck, and we hope you can, you know, finish out your term and then maintain your life out there without getting in trouble with the law again, okay?
Yeah.
You understand? All right, well, this will conclude your hearing, and would you please...
So, sir, the end date is August 18th?
Yes, that's the information we have. So, you know, if that doesn't agree with what you think, you know, should be, which we understand that. If you think that's wrong, then get your CL3 to check with time comp to get an exact date.
If I was off August 5th, why do I have to do until August 18th of parole?
Okay, you would have to talk to time comp on that. We only have the information they give us. But a lot of the difference in the date you're thinking is because of your abscond days. And if you... Okay, well, I said that's part of it. Okay, anything else beyond that, you're going to have to talk to time comp because we have absolutely no idea how we came up with those figures, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.